This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. 11 dead, 150 missing. The tragic toll in the condo building collapse in Surfside, Florida. But our Jackie Quinn says this is still a search and rescue effort. They haven't given up hope of finding survivors.
No one's been found alive since last Thursday, but the world-renowned Miami-Dade Urban Search and Rescue Team, along with personnel from around the globe, sort through pulverized concrete, twisted steel, and the remnants of people's homes. Assistant Fire Rescue Chief Ray Jadala, heard on WPLG-TV.
It's not an issue of we could just attach a couple of cords to a concrete boulder and lift it and call it a day. We're digging through, again, rubbles of concrete.
The mayor of Surfside says residents in two sister condo towers have hired an engineering team
to do a top-to-bottom sort of evaluation on whether or not the buildings are structurally sound.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
Experts say we brought this on ourselves in part. That fierce heat wave in the West, shattering records every day now, brought on in part by climate change caused by human beings, they say. It was 116 in Portland, Oregon yesterday, 108 in Seattle. The National Weather Service's Samantha Borth.
Temperatures today look to be cooler. However, they still look to remain pretty hot for areas across the interior, so for like Seattle, temperatures today look to top out into the upper 80s to even low 90s.
It's a sign that airlines think Americans are going to start traveling more again now. In one of the largest orders ever for commercial airplanes, United Airlines is ordering 200 Boeing MAX jets and 70 Airbus planes. At list prices, that's a deal worth more than $30 billion. This is AP News. The Trump Organization's wrestling with legal troubles.
Lawyers for the Trump Organization met again with prosecutors in Manhattan in a last attempt to forestall a potential indictment. There has been a two-year investigation into the Trump Organization's business affairs, and a vote on an indictment could happen this week. Trump Organization lawyer Ron Fischetti told the AP prosecutors told him former President Trump will not be charged at this time, but the investigation continues. Former prosecutor and FBI agent David Shapiro says it's easier to indict companies rather than individuals.
Sometimes you know the act, the final acts are wrong, false tax returns, but you don't always know who really pulled the trigger on submitting it.
Ron Fischetti also told the AP he can't say Donald Trump is out of the woods yet completely. I'm Ed Donahue.
Greece will pay young adults $180 to get a COVID shot. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.